Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a big part of this season.
For now.
Number two, chemistry looks really good. It looks like they're playing freer, lighter. Feels like there's not a cloud over the team. I think that's a big plot.
Yeah.
I think the team's playing pretty good defense. That's a big plot. And I also think that Heald, Waters, Anderson, and Melton have helped in different spots. And that's a big part of it because those are four new guys. Jonathan Kuminga, to me, that's a subplot.
Wow.
It's a subplot. It's. I'm not saying it's nothing, but what I'm saying is it's just a subplot. There are bigger storylines, as far as I'm concerned, for this year. And a lot of them have been positive so far.
Yeah. And we talked about it last year, even though we said it ad nauseum. This is a different team. They got off to a good start. I believe 5-2, Stani. But at the end of the day, you told me this, and you didn't say for fact, but you insinuated, you know what? This team could take advantage of an opportunity if some relationships in other cities and other teams go awry. The Warriors could pounce and jump on it and have the necessary resources to make that move to bring in somebody. But what's exciting about through four games is I think we're back to strength in numbers. And last night was, I mean, Exhibit A, no Wiggins, Melton, who's been pretty good to me, and no Steph Curry, and you're able to come back from 20 points and win by 20. I forget who the caller was early on, but they nailed it when they said last year's team loses that game.
Uh-oh.
What we have?
Oh, boy.
What we got?
It's just the text that came in from the 415, our buddy Jim Molek.
Oh, yeah, our guy.
He said, someone please remind Guru that Election Day's Tuesday, not Wednesday.
I thought we next November 6th.
Maybe you said Wednesday.
Well, I did say Wednesday. I just move on.
Well, that's Jim. That's your buddy Jim.
That is my buddy.
That's your buddy Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
November 5th.
Oh, I thought it was the 6th, so that's why I said Wednesday.
Well, then your vote. Votes likely not
mine's
to count.
Mine's already, I mailed mine in already.
Yeah, that a baby.
Yep.
That a baby.
No line for the goo.
Look.
Joke artist.
And I'm also not going to ignore some of the things that are going on. This is 710 on the Comcast business text line. It's Kuminga or Wiggins. They don't play well together.
Meaning, right now, who would that's since we're going up voting, it's a landslide right now. If it were Wiggins versus, thank you, Evan. If it were Wiggins versus Kuminga, that's not even close.
Right, but the idea, I think, here is it's Kuminga or Wiggins. They don't play well together. In other words, yeah, they're going to have to make a decision
right.
there.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
They're probably going to make a trade this year.
But
It may involve Kuminga. It may involve Wiggins.
Right.
It may involve Buddy Hield.
But if Jonathan took the bull by the horns and was playing and showing you growth, you would feel like, right now, Stani, I don't know who that would be, or it might be Wiggins, but I just want to tell the Austins of San Jose that, and again, I'm rooting for JK. He's doing nothing to stick out. That's what I'm telling Austin, and that's why they hit pause on that extension. That was a big deal, man.
And this from the 718, the Warriors can win many games, but they don't have a dominant five, which will cost them in the playoffs. That might be true.
Because Zubac was balling, and he was the difference in the game the other night.
That might be true. But first things first, and that is, let's see if this team can be a playoff team.
No doubt about
it. The Golden State Warriors did not make the playoffs last year.
Oh my God.
If they make the playoffs this year and then they get exposed,
all right.
Okay.
Keep it moving and you're
fixed. Okay. Then figure out how to get exposed less the next year.
And I don't want any part. I know Steiny's not up to me, but man, if somehow this team could get off to a start to where we don't even got to worry about the damn play in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Barkley was talking that stuff last night.
What'd he do?
You know, Curry out and just saying, and it's only a couple games, hopefully, but just basically saying he thinks the Warriors are going to be part of the play-in conversation again. And that's the beauty of this season. And, you know, what they do is they control that. And I would love for this team to land in top six to where you don't even got to deal with that crap.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you enthusiastic about this Warrior team right now? Knowing full well nobody's crowning them, knowing full well nobody's saying they're going to win a title, and knowing full well that there's 78 more games left. But I'll tell you right now, if this team were 1-3 doing it the way they're doing it, it would not be good.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't.
And
as long as they keep winning, Goo, nobody's got a gripe.
Well, and that's where I was going. You play devil's advocate better than anybody, Stoney. Who could pick up the phone and say they don't like what they see through four games?
Well, I don't think you can say they don't. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's like, really? We could say they don't have a two or a bona fide. You felt that way before the tip of the ball game one. But right now through four, what's the gripe?
Well, the gripe would be that it's early. You can't say they're bad. You can't say that. But yes, a reasonable person could say, settle down, four games. Settle down. You haven't played any of the big boys. Settle down. It's still early. Settle down. Injuries happen, and they're going to have to navigate a lot of stuff. All that is true. And everybody who would say that is absolutely right. But you can only go on the first, week and a half of the season. Yeah. And the Warriors are 3-1, and they look like they're having fun.
And they got some scrap to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you tell me how you gauge those first four games. No big deal, or I like what I see.
We'll see.
Did you see, because you were at the game, you and Evan,
mm-hmm.
when I thought this was going down the street of, oh boy, they're going to lose by 30 or 40 or 25, did you see the Pelicans try to get the ball down low in the second half? They had success in the first half. Zion was doing whatever he wanted to do. So was our guy Ingram. But, Stoney, there was a resistance the second half, even when Pelican guys had the ball close to the rim or in the paint. They took for granted, I can make a pass over here to Steiny, and a Warrior player was there to deflect it, steal, and that's where I was like, see, that's what I didn't see enough of last year. And it wasn't just one somebody I'm pointing out. It was everybody in the white uniform for the Warriors, and that's why you had 15 steals on the night. Like, you get credit for that. They didn't pack it up, but there was resistance. Like, hey, Zion, you had a good game, but you ain't going to have a great game, and that's why you had 7 turnovers. You know, 31 points, Ingram had 30. You tell me those are the numbers going in. No other starter for the Pelican was in double figures.
I mean, I just look at it like this. I'm at the game last night. It's starting. I look at the rosters. I don't think the Warriors are going to win that game last night.
That's wild.
I didn't think they were going to win that game last night. I certainly didn't see them winning by 20. So, again.
Did you see them coming back, or were you like, it's NBA goo, but I mean, was like, this a wrap.
They had already gotten it back to a workable margin at halftime. So, yeah, I mean, if it goes from 34-14 to 50-19, you're in big trouble. But instead of that, it went from 34-14 to 47-42, and the Warriors found themselves in a game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you feel like this team's different than last year, or do you feel like we're just dressing a window here up and this team's not as good as their record indicates. They're not going to be able to keep this up. I don't know. Maybe they won't.
They're reacting to the games. Yeah. And they're 3-1. They've won 3 of the 4.
Numbers are numbers.
Right. All right. Just to get all the sound out about this, this is Anthony Slater. He was on, he writes for The Athletic, covers the Golden State Warriors, and he was on with Bonte and Shasky this morning, and he was asked, hey, what's the relationship between Curry and Kuminga like?
He's very honest with the media, right? It's what we love about him. But, you know, I don't, like, he has come out and been, like, saying that he thinks he's not a small forward. Like, I'm not sure that Kuminga loves to hear that. But these are just the back and forth of sports. High-level, you know, competitive, big-money sports. I don't think it's at some, like, irreparable state. But that's just the reality of the situation. In a very complicated rotation and you know, that's always going to kind of create these moments.
Obviously, that was Steve Kerr, not Steph Curry, that Slater was referring to. Yeah. But, you heard it from Anthony Slater.
It's why we love Curry. He's on.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are the other day, we're the old heads, Stani. I'm with you, talking about technology. I've worked in corporate in my life, and anytime there's a big assignment or an assignment you're not going to get, you know, you get called in the office. So I can't sit up here in front like I know the inner workings of what goes on with the Warriors. But for Kuminga to say he got the news via text, I'm like, that's just something I think I would want to give to the person, you know, one-on-one so we could talk if there's a need to.
Yeah, and you might be right on that one. I just don't have a feel for how often Kerr talks face-to-face with guys as opposed to texting guys. I don't know if it was out of the ordinary. I don't know if it was the ordinary. This is Jonathan Kuminga after the game talking about coming off the bench. Why do they say going to the bench? Oh, so Kuminga's going to the bench.
Why don't they say he's
coming off the bench? He's not going to the bench.
Yes, because
he's coming off the bench.
No.
That sounds so much more positive.
Well,
does.
Well, there you go.
It sounds
Some
more positive.
Said he got benched. So you know they were out. But you know, when you're going to the bench, where are you coming from? The start lineup?
Yeah. He's coming off the bench.
Taking the escalator to the bench.
He's coming off the bench getting 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Here he is.
I mean, it's just a game of basketball. At the end of the day, we always got to stay professional. I mean, that's what we do. Just got to come out here every day and just play. Because that's what we choose to do every day. No matter what circumstances, no matter what's happening, you got to come in and just be a professional and play a game of basketball, play the game that you love, and go home. So it's that simple.
All right. Saying all the right things.
They're
saying the right thing there.
How about, I'm going to Woody Harrelson in True Detective, Stani, one of the greatest seasons, him and McConaughey. I'll say this. It's heavy enough that he's pointing out to anybody that can listen to decipher, Stani, there was a way he could have been unprofessional about it. He could have been unprofessional and went hood and said all the wrong stuff and started a fire. So you are right. Kudos to for Kuminga, and that's growth. But you get where I'm going. For him to start off is, hey, you got to be professional. That's telling me I really can't tell y'all how I feel.
Well,
because that would be not good for me nor the team. So that's growth in itself.
Well, I wouldn't meet you. Meet you halfway, but that's about it. Mm. Because he also said, I feel like I still went back in there at 3. And it didn't change anything coming off the bench.
See, now you're...
Maybe it was just trying to see something else. I don't know.
Oh,
it wasn't my decision. I got a text. This is how it's going to work. This is how it's going to look. This is how it's going to be. I went with it.
That part is...
And then he said, I went with it. What else am I going to brag about and say this is like a language thing for him. I think. What else am I going to brag about it and say? Why am I not starting? No, it's his decision. He's the coach. I guess we're going to follow what he's going to do.
Well, I'm sorry, Stoddy. That's growth. Even if, I mean, I'll give that to him. I hear you. What are you going to do, Goo? I hear you.
Let's put the rat on the table.
Which is?
Kuminga's not happy.
Has he ever been? Because if we put another rat on the table, last year he went to the media during Christmas.
He didn't.
Well, okay.
He didn't.
But, you know, some stuff had come out or leaked out.
Stuff came out.
So I just asked, Stoney, do you think he's ever been happy? Because he ain't happy when they said we're not that phone didn't ring with that extension money.
The bottom line is I think fans look at it like, wow, Kuminga, he got drafted into a great situation getting to the Warriors.
And now
I think Kuminga looks at it like I got drafted in the worst possible position because it's hard to get on the floor for this team because they're so good, at least early in his career.
That's fair.
Or in the first year or two. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Vallejo. What's up, Brian? How you doing, my man?
V-Town.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I love what I see with the Warriors, to be honest with you. It might not be plenty of superstars, but they step up when they need to. And I actually like seeing Buddy Hield come off the bench. You know, when I used to play and whatnot, you get to see what's going on, pick your shots, and you see what happened to him in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Buddy Hield's going to keep shooting.
That's what he does.
Like you would never tell Buddy, hey, careful with that shot selection.
And when he gets it going, again, I got to bring this up, Stoney, it's like Clay. It's when Clay's on, it's like, he's a splash brother.
You know what? I'm thinking maybe we should come up with a new segment, Steinmetz's apology of the day. Oh, that's right. You weren't here yesterday. I apologized to somebody.
Let me guess. 2 seconds. Yeah. The guru computer says you apologized. Oh, I already know who it is. That's why I love myself sometimes, Donnie. I didn't listen to the whole show. Why are you looking at it? I got something on my nose.
Just talk.
All right.
Go ahead. You don't know, do
No,
you?
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're telling me to say it.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb.
Why would I apologize to him?
Because you went in on a Monday.
How so?
About when he wasn't getting the targets or the balls. You called him a diva. And then he had a good game. So I guess
I think
it's not
CeeDee
Lamb.
Me mixed up with somebody.
All right, anyway.
CeeDee Lamb's great. I apologize to Sabonis.
Oh, wow. You must have watched the doc.
I will not watch
and they got
that
part
documentary.
Two starting five coming out. But anyway, why did you apologize to him?
Because I watched him against Portland.
See, you're so that's not enough. I wish you said I watched him for a month.
Well, I've watched him for longer than a month. That's why I don't think he's very good. I still don't think he's very good. But what I realized is that over the course of my broadcasting career, the one thing I've always held firm to is I love big guys who can pass. And you know what? The guy can pass.
And his daddy can.
The guy can pass. Not like his dad, he can't pass.
But whoa. He had 28 last night.
Yeah, but
28, 11, and 4.
Do I think he's overrated? Yes. Do I think he's the best player on a team? No. Do I think you can win with him if he's your top two guy? No. But
maybe the top three.
I apologize because I think, you know, he's not useless, is what I said.
No doubt about it. And he's getting paid, and he fits in.
That's the problem. He's getting paid way too much for the kind of player he is. But, and so today, I may owe, and I've never come out publicly with this, but I'm going to apologize to Buddy Hield for some things that I thought about him before he got here.
Give us one thing.
I'll tell you the main thing.
He was a ball hog.
Well, that doesn't bother me for guys coming off the bench. Yeah. I thought Buddy Hield was like a little better version of Nick Young.
Oh, that's.
You know how I use this word. It's more of a. I thought he was kind of a nitwit. No, I thought he was kind of. It wasn't serious about the game.
I'm a back off.
Yeah, but
you don't have 500 threes over 5 years.
Well, Nick Young did.
Please.
I mean, Nick Young could shoot it.
He could shoot, but right. He would never would have been up there like that. Buddy Hield's been in sack. He's been in a few places, Donnie. And what I'm loving about Buddy is he can finish with both hands, and it's not just the three ball. It's not just the Jimmy. When he's in traffic, Donnie, he'll send him in, lay it up off glass. He is the I feel like
easy,
this is Oklahoma,
easy.
The Sooners.
He's still Buddy Hield.
But they called him Kobe, and I'm not calling him Kobe at all in college. Your boy is a professional scorer. That's all. And he's going to have bad nights. Sunday was a bad night against the Clips. But he bounces right back. Bam, second half. What do you need?
Okay. This is where, I've been positive. You know, there's more of that with me this year.
Yeah.
415. Steiny, don't say Kuminga's not happy. You're starting-ish. Okay. Yeah, no, he's ecstatic. Jonathan Kuminga's ecstatic. You're right.
That's funny.
You're right. He's ecstatic.
Like, what does that do for us to try to start mess? We focus on the game.
Of course he's not happy.
He didn't get a contract extension.
And now he's not starting. It's fine for guys to be unhappy. It doesn't mean the season's over. I won't apologize to Nick Young, 6'5".
Oh, my God. Stoddy, I forgot something.
Oh.
Friday, we didn't talk about this when I was in Monday.
Oh, you were in Monday.
I'm going to do
that's
you.
Right.
I'm going to issue an apology to Warrior fans.
Okay.
Lowry Marketing stinks. That game against the Warriors, Steiny, thank God they dodged that glacier, that iceberg. My man ain't it.
Well, it would have been a lot.
And tall for nothing.
It would have been a lot better if you would have said that while they were pursuing him. And instead you were saying they've got to get Markkanen. By the way, hey, Evan, I can do it at the break.
He had pods going and he's stepping back for threes. Get your big ass on the block.
He's a three-point shooter. He's not on the block.
And it's fucking.
He's a 7-foot guard.
I saw Mark. Did he get hurt last night?
Yes, he did.
It looks like he only played 17 minutes.
Yeah, Danny Ainge is already pulling the plug. Yeah. I mean,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.